Hello everyone, we are right in the middle of October, and this is an exciting month for us as a parish because St. Luke Feast Day is in October, October 18th, and that is just 2 days after this podcast airs. And so that means there's a lot to be excited about, especially because this is our 40th anniversary as a parish family. So how awesome is that, that we are celebrating? We're also celebrating what it means to be a family, right? That's what the whole point of fire is. And this week, I really want to talk about a specific aspect of that idea, right? The idea of the family. And that is rock and rule is what I called it, right? So particularly, how do we create a rule of life for our family, right? That's a very important question to ask, in my opinion. How do we create a rule of life? So the Catechism, paragraph number 2020, that's not the right number, paragraph 2207. There's a lot. Sorry, numbers are hard. It says, the family is the original cell of social life. It is the natural society in which husband and wife are called to give themselves in love and in the gift of life. Things like authority, stability, and a life of relationships within the family constitute the foundations for freedom and security and fraternity within society. The family is the community in which, from childhood, one can learn moral values. They can begin to honor God and make good use of their freedom. Family life is an initiation into life in society. That is an amazing paragraph, right? Praise the Lord for the Catechism. We love that. That is an awesome paragraph. It's talking about how what we do, how we shape our family life, the life within our home, just or the life from without, how we schedule our days as a family, how we allow ourselves to be busy or not busy, things that we do while we're resting, how we spend time together, the entire way in which we shape our life, which is led by husband and wife, mom and dad, that is how we save the world. That's how we change the world. But it's also an initiation of all of us, particularly our children, into the life of society. And so when we ask, you know, man, why are things the way they are in the world today? Why are there, you know, why is there so much violence? Why is there so much this or that? More times than not, we can trace it back to family life. The lack of a father, the lack of a mother, the lack of love between the mother and the father, the lack of stable family life, the lack of growing in virtue day by day, the lack of a good example of virtue by adults, the existence of rules or the lack thereof, the existence of discipline and consequences for our actions. All of these things, how we shape our freedom, you know, how we use that, how do we find fraternity and community within our family and without. All these things play a part in our development as Christian individuals. And more importantly, they shape how society will be shaped in the future. This is why when there is a baptism, the church asks us to ask the parents and the godparents multiple times, are you sure? Are you sure that you are ready to do this? Are you willing to take on this responsibility to be parents, to be godparents, and form your child in the faith? This is a huge task, a huge responsibility. So really, parents, godparents, adults in general who play some type of fatherly or motherly role are superheroes, right? And super powerful in the sense that all adults who have some type of care of someone under their care, right? So some inferior to them, not in dignity, but in stature. All of us have a supreme responsibility and a supreme power to be able to affect change, to be able to save the world by the way in which we shape our lives and the way in which we teach others to shape theirs. And so that's why this week we're talking about rock and rule. We're talking about how do we create a healthy rule of life. First, let's talk about individuals. How do we create a healthy rule of life? Well, sometimes we have to start with the human, which is going to sleep on time, waking up early, eating healthy, not snacking on unhealthy things throughout the day, or, you know, not wasting time on things, not being lazy or being too busy, or all those are human things that we need to focus on when we're talking about a rule of life. We also need to talk about the spiritual. So my prayer life, how much time am I giving each day to prayer? And is it enough? Is it as much as I am capable of doing? How much intellectual? That's another pillar. How much am I trying to build my intellect for God? Right? How much am I reading about my faith? How much am I spending my time in scripture? That's intellectual. And then we call it service or pastoral dimension. So how much am I giving my time to others? How much am I giving my time to God through others in service to his church, in service to the community, in service to the world, in service to God? Right? So that those are those four dimensions really that we can be thinking about when we're talking about creating a rule of life. And so the question is, how can you create a goal for yourself? Or if we're still living with our family, right, if we're still having kids in our house, then how can we as a household, how can we as a family build goals on these four pillars? Human, spiritual, intellectual, and service slash, you know, pastoral, going out. What is one thing we can do in each of those dimensions to really shape our life, to really grow together in becoming the change that is needed in society, becoming the change that changes things, that changes the world? How can we be that family that Christ has called us to be? All right, so as we continue on in this week, may we all seek to burn as we go. See y'all next time. Burn as you